Now, I know who I'm talking to. It's Mr. Glyn Wintle, and I spoke to you years ago, it seems.
I don't know, about a year and a half, maybe?
Yeah, well, I think it's longer than that.
Maybe longer than that.
A couple of years. You are a member of the Open Rights Group, quite an active member, a member of staff. Now, where are we today?
Oh, I'm not a member of staff, I'm a volunteer, but yeah, I probably do far too much voluntary work, actually, to describe myself. Today, we're in London for a talk between Charlie Stoss and Cory Doctorow, which, when we advertised on the website, I think it was a bit less than 4 hours later we were sold out. But
and the subject?
The All-Seeing Eye, I think, is the title for the talk, but I suspect the conversation will wander around a lot of different things. A lot of it to do with government monitoring of the internet and databases and those kind of things.
Now, you are manning a table here where you are taking subscriptions to the Open Rights Group. Is that fair to say?
Yes, I mean, I'm manning the table for if you want to find out more information about us kind of thing, and hopefully getting a few more sign-ups as well.
Now, what is the Open Rights Group role? Is it a UK role? Is it a global role?
The UK is the main focus. However, we do work in Europe because Europe affects the UK, and also we do stuff worldwide because worldwide sometimes affects the UK. But our main focus is the UK. For those who don't know who the Open Rights Group are, and do know who the EFF are in America, we're the UK equivalent. If you don't know who that is, we talk to the press and we talk to politicians.
The Electronic Frontier Foundation.
Yeah, Electronic Frontier Foundation. But we're the techies that can actually talk to politicians and the press and kind of explain why some of the ideas they've got are wrong and why some of the other ones are perfectly workable if they make a few simple changes.
Any great successes recently?
Yes, nearly always. Recently, we were lobbying in Europe, so there we are, doing some work in Europe, to try and stop Three Strikes, which is a proposal that has come from the content industry that says if they accuse somebody of infringing on copyright, don't prove, that is, say to your ISP, you've infringed on our copyright, this IP address is infringed on our copyright. It's like, if free accusations are made, then you would be permanently booted off the internet.
Wow.
Which, of course, your average techie geek, or for that matter, nearly anybody in the UK, would think is rather an unreasonable response. In fact, it probably would be an unreasonable response, even if they could prove it. But the fact of the matter was, they're not even doing that. They're just saying, I accuse you.
Which is really sloppy.
And also, considering the amount of stuff that, you know, the amount of stuff that the government has put online so you can interact with the government online with, it would also quite seriously disenfranchise you. If you're a programmer, it puts you out of business. I mean, being a programmer and not being able to get on the internet is mutually contradictory. If you're a blogger, if you're a podcaster, it's also.
Yeah, definitely. What would happen if the human rights laws were kind of changed overnight? Would that make things a little bit more difficult?
Well, the laws at the moment are perfectly good. I mean, I suspect that would infringe on human rights law. But that more interestingly, there's a report called The Database State.
Yeah, it looks fascinating.
I mean, and nearly every time, actually, I did this to you last time I saw you. I go and wave a big, thick report at you and say,
I know,
have you
this
seen
is actually
this?
Looks a lot prettier than the last report. Someone's obviously put some money into the publishing.
Well, the outer cover's more pretty. But, I mean, there's lots of these reports that get done on different things. And there's another one, actually. Well, the Database State report was where a review was done of all the different large databases that the government is running. And it's quite surprising how many of them are. And
give us a percentage.
The percentage terms that came up was that 25% of them were found to be legal.
25% legal?
Yeah.
So they're all good. And all the other ones?
Well, the 25% that are good are, you know, there might be a few niggly problems, but on the whole, they pass a review and legislation. 50% of them were found to need some fairly major tweaks, but could, if the right changes were made, could have been made legal. But the remaining 25%, there was like no way we could see or find that would actually fix them. So we had, you know, lawyers reviewing it and tech experts reviewing it and didn't find anything.
Incredible. Is this and other information like it available on your website?
As always, yes. Go to theopenrightsgroup.org and you will find loads of information on this and loads of other kind of things.
Glyn, thank you very much.
No problem.